Welcome to the Travel in Europe podcast from Europe à la carte. I'm Karen Ryan, editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find real reviews and tips on what to see and do in Europe and the best places to visit in Europe. In this edition of the Travel in Europe podcast, I'm going to talk about reviews, predominantly hotel and restaurant reviews. Now, I read quite a lot of reviews, and I've come to the conclusion that it's difficult to find reviews that you can rely on. Many hotel and restaurant reviews seem to be a mixture of pure fluff, where everything is just wonderful, more like advertorials. They can be implausible if the reviewer hasn't actually stayed or eaten there. For example, anybody can leave a review on TripAdvisor. They don't need to have stayed at the hotel or eaten at the restaurant. So who knows what they're writing and why. And then you can also get people who write reviews based on totally unrealistic expectations. For example, they may have paid a very, very low price for a 3-star hotel, and they get there and start complaining that it's not more like a 4- and 5-star hotel. And some reviews can just be used as an excuse for a totally negative rant. Now, although I often stay in hotels and eat in restaurants on a complimentary basis in exchange for a review on Europe à la carte, I do try my best to be objective, because I feel that any other sort of review is just absolutely useless to readers. I like to think I would write the same review whether I had stayed or eaten, free or paid for myself. Now, I do write in the first paragraph of my reviews if I stayed or ate at the establishment free of charge, so you can factor that into your assessment of my review. You know that from the very beginning. I'll say where I booked it, what I paid for it, or if I stayed there on a complimentary basis, and you can bear that in mind as you're reading the reviews. Now, my reviews predominantly feature my own photos, rather than taking the glossy, professional photos from the hotel or restaurant's own site. I also put a video of the room in which I've stayed in my recent hotel reviews. I really do think that videos give you a better feel for the place than just photos, especially as in photos you can use wide-angle lenses. Well, probably you can use wide-angle lenses in professional video recorders as well. Now, I have to admit that my own photos aren't always great. I find taking decent photos of food in restaurants in the evening really hard. Between candlelight, low lights, it's just reflections, it's just really hard. I've tried the flash, without the flash, different settings, and some of the photos are awful. Whereas at lunchtime, when there's some natural light, or if you're eating outside, the photos seem to be an awful lot better. And I will be critical in my reviews if I think that there's something that is not up to scratch, or just something I disagree with. I'll actually say it, but I do try to be constructive and realistic. After I criticised the lack of real fruit juice and fresh fruit on the breakfast buffet at one hotel, the manager later emailed to say they were going to change these items. They were going to bring proper fruit juice instead of some sort of horrible squash, and a better selection of fresh fruit that wasn't all bashed and bruised. Also, because I'm a travel blogger, I'm depending on Wi-Fi when I stay in hotels. So if the Wi-Fi is bad or they charge £20 a day, that's going to really upset me. But for some people, for example, if you're going on a romantic break, you're really not going to be bothered about the Wi-Fi, because you're not going to be sitting online for hours, as I can be updating Twitter, Facebook, uploading photos, etc. But of course, at the end of the day, any review that I write is just my opinion. I just hope it's one that you can rely on. So do come to Europe à la carte to read more of my reviews if you're going somewhere and want the lowdown on a hotel or restaurant you're thinking of visiting. You find the site at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. You can subscribe to our Travel in Europe podcast in iTunes. Do join us again soon. and thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Goodbye.